With the softball playoffs on the horizon, it's do or die for the Cerritos College softball team. Online editor Patrick Dolly speaks to our Falcons team and reveals their determination and hope for a victorious season.
In a season that has seen the Cerritos College softball team suffer only 8 losses, Falcons are poised to make a deep run in the playoffs this year, possibly ending with a state championship. Sophomore shortstop Brianna Quintana feels that a championship is something that the team is pushing toward.
I expect us to work hard and get to the very end of state.
Would you say it's championship or bust for this season?
Yes.
So if you don't win the championship, would you be disappointed?
I wouldn't say disappointed, but I know we can do it, so I just think we should win.
With a 28-8 overall record and 19-2 in South Coast Conference play, the Falcons have clinched at least a share of the conference title. Freshman catcher Julia Mendoza feels that a consistent approach to the season has assisted in its success.
We're just doing what we usually do. It's like we're continuing throughout our season, and we're just going with the flow.
How do you feel about your overall record this season?
I think we did really great in comparison to how we started the season with 13 girls to the roster, and we pushed it out.
Winning its first two games of the season, the Falcons started off strong with convincing victories against Fullerton College and Bakersfield College before suffering its first loss of the season against Saddleback College. A no-contest decision due to darkness for the game against Antelope Valley College prevented the team from finishing its game on January 28th. Following the no-contest matchup against ABC, the Falcons went on a 10-game winning streak that included a 26-2 victory against El Camino College Compton Center, as well as a 13-12 victory over ABC, making up for the previous match where the two teams failed to complete the game. Only twice so far during the season have the Falcons lost two consecutive games. Both sets of losses came in doubleheaders. The first time was during a doubleheader on February 25th when the Falcons fell to Bakersfield College and Cypress City College, both at Bakersfield College. The second time the Cerritos College suffered consecutive losses this season was during a doubleheader against College of the Canyons on March 9th. After a 15-11 loss to rival Mount Sac that ended in a walk-off Grand Slam home run for the Mounties, the Falcons strung together another winning streak, winning its next 11 consecutive games. That win streak included a 4-1 road victory against crosstown rival Long Beach City College, an impressive 5-inning home run against El Camino College, and a 9-8 home victory against rival Mount San Antonio College. The Mount Sac win avenged the earlier loss that the Falcons suffered at the hands of the Mounties that ended in a walk-off Grand Slam. The Falcons returned the favor and won with a walk-off double, scoring the winning run. Sophomore, outfielder, and pinch runner Sasheen Contreras is proud of how the team has performed.
I think we're finishing conference really strong, and I think we're just going to start up again with playoffs like it's a new season, you know, start fresh and, you know, go hard.
A loss against Cypress College on Saturday handed the Falcons its most recent loss of the season. The team now has a 1-2 record against Cypress this season. With the playoffs approaching, the Falcons are ranked number 3 in Southern California and preparing to enter postseason play, where the top 8 seeded teams will host the best of 3 game series in the first round of the playoffs on May 5th and 6th. For TalentMark's Campus News Hour, I'm online editor Patrick Dolly reporting.